The chakra opening exercises are copyright Guy Stephen Needler, Beyond the Source, 2012. The chakra opening exercises are a supplementary personal exercise one can achieve to assist one's increase in frequency and gain the functionality associated with that increase in frequency from a psycho-spiritual perspective. There are seven chakras associated with the gross physical and spiritual-physical aspect of the human form. The first three, the gross physical, are the root or base chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar chakra, with the spiritual-physical aspects being the fourth or heart chakra, the throat chakra, the spiritual or third eye chakra, and the crown chakra. The first chakra is the root chakra or base chakra. The second chakra is the sacral chakra. The third chakra is the solar chakra. The fourth chakra is the heart chakra. The fifth chakra is the throat chakra. The sixth chakra is the spiritual or third eye chakra. And the seventh chakra is the crown chakra. Each of the chakras is a progression frequentially from the first, the lowest of the frequencies being associated with the base or root chakra, and the highest of the frequencies being associated with the crown chakra. The first chakra, the base or root chakra, and the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, are vertically opposed chakras and only have one chakra associated with them. The second chakra, which is the sacral, through to the sixth chakra, the spiritual or third eye, have a front and rear aspect, which are associated with psycho-spiritual functions. The psycho-spiritual functions are that the front chakras are our intention and the rear chakras are our action. And as such, whichever we do with the front chakras is repeated automatically with the rear chakras. What this means for this exercise is that we do not need to worry about the rear chakras. We just need to work with the front chakras. A chakra is generally a cone-shaped item with a small diameter attached to the human form and a larger diameter projected away from the human form. To increase the amount of energy or frequency pulled in by the chakra, one needs to extend that chakra and rotate it clockwise. If one rotates a chakra anti-clockwise, one pushes energy out. So to pull energy in, it is of benefit to rotate the chakra clockwise. Extending the chakra to its maximum extension of, say, 12 inches or 300 millimeters, and then rotating it clockwise, effectively uses our intention to use that chakra to pull energy in, to pull frequency in, and elevate us to that level, allowing us to benefit from an increase in frequency and also to benefit from the potential functions, psycho-spiritual functions or metaphysical functions associated with that frequency level. To enable one to open the chakras, to pull in this extra energy, one can use two different methods of visualization. One is simply to visualize the chakra projecting from the human form, as if you are seeing out of your eyes. And the other is to use the mentally spoken word. The mentally spoken word is simply that you say in your mind's voice what you want the chakra to do. Some students find this beneficial rather than visualization. Both visualization and mentally spoken words create the same level of intention and the chakra will respond anyway. If one has difficulty in visualizing extending chakras or rotating the chakras, one should use the mentally spoken words. Be aware though, if your intention is to rotate the chakras clockwise, but you visualize it anti-clockwise, you will still get the chakra to rotate clockwise, because it's the intention that counts and not any images that are projected in error. When considering clockwise, one can consider the visualization of using a clock. For the base or root chakra, one can consider a clock on the floor, and that the clockwise rotation is equal to observing the second hand rotate from the number 9 to the number 12 to the number 3 to the number 6 to the number 9 again, sweeping from left to right. This is seen as through your own eyes. When considering the second chakra through to the sixth, which is the sacral chakra through to the spiritual or third eye chakra, one can consider the clock being on the wall in front of you. And again, the clockwise rotation is assuming that a second hand is rotating from the number 9 to the number 12 to the number 3 to the number 6 and back to the number 9 again, sweeping from the left and to the right. The crown chakra can also be considered by having the clock on the ceiling above our heads, and again the second hand sweeps from left to right, from the number 9 to the number 12 to the number 3 to the number 6 and back to the number 9 again. When progressing with this exercise, one can achieve two types of posture. One can stand with knees slightly bent and the feet about shoulder width apart and the arms down by the side and the eyes closed, with the closed eye vision focused upon the area of the third eye, which is in between the two eyebrows and above the bridge of the nose. The third eye, although in a similar position to the spiritual or third eye chakra, is not the same thing. The second posture can be on a straight backed chair with the feet flat on the ground, the back straight, the hands palm uppermost on the upper thighs where the upper legs meet the lower body, the eyes closed, and the closed eye vision focused on the area of the third or spiritual eye. Choose whichever of those postures you feel is best for you, standing or sitting. So let's open our chakras and gain the benefit from the difference in frequency. Now, when we move through these different frequencies, the human form will be elevated to these levels as well, and some people gain different physical responses. These physical responses are useful because they give us physical proof that we are moving through the frequencies. Sometimes the physical response is a tingling in the hands, temperature, pressure around the area of the third eye or around the periphery of the skull, or tingling or heat on top of the crown chakra. It can also be visualizations, shifts in color in your third eye, the area of your third eye within your closed eye vision. Sometimes there is an emotional response as well. As we move up the frequencies with the chakras, just pay attention to the different types of feedback that you may be achieving. You may be going from one level of feedback to another. Tingling may increase or decrease or become finer. Temperature may change from hot to cold or cold to hot. Emotional responses may be different. Just note, as we move up the frequencies, how your body is responding. Some of you may get one of these. Some of you may get a number of these or all of these different responses. Those of you who don't get any response, this isn't a problem. It's just that sometimes one's physical form is already of a higher frequency, and therefore there is not the marked change in frequency and therefore physical response from the body. So, in the posture that you have chosen, visualize or use your mentally spoken words that your base or root chakra projects down towards the ground to 12 inches or 300 millimeters and then rotates clockwise in conjunction with this clock, this imaginary clock that's on the ground between your 2 feet. And this elevates us up to the first frequency level. Some of you may already have been receiving some of these bits of feedback, which, by the way, will also include tinnitus, ringing in ears. It could be in both ears or predominantly in the right ear. The visualization of the cone should be from the small diameter, being where the two legs meet the lower body, the area of the groin projecting down towards the ground, 12 inches or 300 millimeters, and then rotating clockwise. Again, if your visualization is good, you can visualize this as if you're looking out of your eyes, your own physical eyes. If you have difficulty with visualization, or you simply want to make things simple, use the mentally spoken words of, I extend my base or root chakra from its point of origin to its maximum condition and I rotate it clockwise. In mentally stating these words, and you can use these words throughout the range of chakras, the chakra will follow your intention, will extend to its maximum condition and will rotate clockwise. So those of you who are good at visualization may also prefer to use the mentally spoken words instead. Let's move to the second level. By visualizing the extension of our second or sacral chakra to its maximum extended condition of this 12 inches or 300 millimeters, and then visualize it rotating clockwise. Again, you can use your mentally spoken words of I extend my sacral or second chakra to its maximum condition and rotate it clockwise. And the chakra will follow those words because the words are your intention. Again, as you move up these frequencies, note the difference between the first and the second level. These, by the way, will always be repeated every time you come to these levels. They will also repeat themselves in reverse on the way down the frequencies. Let's extend and rotate the third chakra now, the solar chakra. The positions of the chakras, by the way, the sacral chakra is 3 inches or 75 millimeters below the navel. Its point of origin is therefore 3 inches below the navel or 75 millimeters. The solar chakra is 3 inches or 75 millimeters above the navel. So visualize extending this chakra, the third chakra, the solar chakra, from its point of origin, 7.5 centimeters or 75 millimeters or 3 inches above the navel, out to its maximum condition of 12 inches or 300 millimeters. And visualize it rotating clockwise in conjunction again with this clock on the wall in front of you. The second hand rotates from left to right. Again, note how your body is responding to this difference in frequency and how your modality of feedback may change or swap from one modality to another. Let's go to the fourth level then now by using the heart chakra from its point of origin at the center of the front of the chest. The center of the front of the chest is the center of the sternum. Again, visualize it extending this 300mm or 12 inches out in front of you and rotating clockwise, or use your mentally spoken word to achieve the same thing. Now we've achieved the fourth level, gained feedback from the fourth level and made a mental note of what this feedback is like in comparison to the other levels. We can move on to the fifth level by extending and rotating the throat chakra from its point of origin at the center of the front of the neck. So rotate it and extend it. It's always best to extend first and then rotate, by the way. Visualize extension from the center of the front of the neck to this maximum of 300mm or 12 inches, and then visualize it rotating clockwise. Or use your mentally spoken words to achieve the same thing. And this brings us up to the fifth level. We can go to the sixth level by visualizing our sixth, which is our spiritual or third eye chakra, to extend from its point of origin at the center of the front of the forehead, in a similar location to the spiritual or third eye, which is in between the two eyebrows and above the bridge of the nose. I state again that the spiritual or third eye and the spiritual or third eye chakra are two completely different functions. They are two completely different energetic organs, so to speak. So visualize the extension of this sixth, this spiritual or third eye chakra, from its point of origin to its maximum extension of 300mm to 12 inches and rotate it clockwise. And again, you can use your mentally spoken words to achieve the same thing. Notice how you're feeling lighter. Sometimes you might be feeling a little bit lightheaded, woozy. Tingling may be getting finer. Temperature may be changing to an extreme. You may be experiencing more emotional content. You may be experiencing a different type of tinnitus. Or images or colours in your closed eye vision may also be changing. Let's go to the final level then, the seventh level, by using the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, and visualize it projecting up from its point of origin at the center of the top of the head. Up towards the ceiling to its maximum extension of 300mm or 12 inches, and rotate it clockwise in conjunction with this imaginary clock, which is on the ceiling above the head, with the chakra rotating in synchronization with the second hand that sweeps from left to right. Now we're on the seventh frequency level, a cumulative function of opening chakras 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Notice how your body is feeling lighter, feeling recharged already, and that you have a different perspective on your incarnate existence. You can stay at this level as long as you like, but we'll only be here for a few moments, because this is just an exercise to teach you how to open and close the chakras. People generally stay here for 5 or 10 minutes. We can go down to the zero level, what I call the earth level, by subsequently stopping the rotation of each of the chakras and contracting them back into their own point of origin. We do this one by one. Again, we can visualize the chakras stopping their rotation and contracting them back into their point of origin. Or we can use the mentally spoken words. The mentally spoken words in this instance are as follows. I stop the rotation of my chakra, in this instance my seventh chakra or my crown chakra, and contract it back into its point of origin. The chakra will stop rotating and will contract back down to its normal size, its normal functional size, and you will drop down the frequencies from the seventh frequency to the sixth frequency associated with the next chakra that is open, which is the sixth, the spiritual or third eye chakra. So let's move down to the sixth level then by visualizing the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, stopping its rotation and contracting itself back into its point of origin at the center of the top of the head, or using our mentally spoken words to stop our crown chakra from rotating and contracting back into its point of origin. Use the words, I stop my crown chakra from rotating and I contract it back into its point of origin. You can use these words or you can use your own words. Either is fine. Notice how we've gone from the seventh frequency back to the sixth frequency, and it is a repeat of what we experienced on the sixth frequency going up the frequencies. What we experienced on each of the different levels, we will experience on the way down. Now we're on the sixth frequency, we can go to the fifth frequency by visualizing our sixth, our spiritual or third eye chakra, stopping its rotation and contracting back into its point of origin at the center of the front of the forehead. Again, we can use our mentally spoken words if we desire to do so. Mentally spoken words may be, I stop the rotation of my spiritual or third eye chakra and contract it back into its point of origin. And the chakra will follow that intention and you'll drop down to the fifth frequency level. Having achieved this, we are now on the fifth frequency level and looking to move down to the fourth frequency level. Again, we move down to the fourth frequency level by visualizing the stopping of the rotation of the fifth or throat chakra and contracting it back into its point of origin at the center of the front of the throat. Again, you can use your mentally spoken words to achieve the same thing. Changing the chakra to its normal status, drops down to the fourth frequency. Now we're on the fourth frequency, we can move to the third frequency by visualizing the stopping of the rotation of the fourth or heart chakra and contracting it back into its point of origin at the center of the front of the chest, in the area of the sternum. Again, you can use your mentally spoken words to achieve this. And in doing so, the chakra will stop rotating, contract back into its normal function within its point of origin, and allow us to move down, to drop down the frequencies to the third frequency. We are now on the third frequency level and can move down to the second frequency level by visualizing our third or solar chakra from rotating and contracting back into its point of origin 3 inches or 75 millimeters or 7.5 centimeters above the navel. Again, you can use your mentally spoken words to stop the rotation and to contract that chakra back into its point of origin. allowing us to drop down the frequencies to the second level. Now we're on the second level, we can move down to the first level by again using our visualization to stop the rotation of the second or sacral chakra and contract it back into its point of origin, 3 inches or 75 millimeters or 7.5 centimeters below the navel. Again, you can use your mentally spoken words to achieve the same thing. Finally, now we're on the first level, we can come back to the earth level by visualizing the stopping of the rotation of the base or root chakra, contracting it back into its point of origin, where the two legs meet the lower body, the area of the groin, or by using your mentally spoken words to achieve the same thing. And this brings us down to the normal level of frequency that we operate on every day. I suggest that once you've done this exercise, you very slowly come back into the room. You take a drink of water, if you have one with you, or very slowly get up and walk to the kitchen for a drink of water, because this will help to ground you. That's the end of the chakra opening exercises, and it is something you can practice on a daily basis, or twice a day. Some people practice these exercises 2 or 3 times a day. It's up to the individual, but clearly the more times you practice it, the more beneficial it is for you. I hope that you enjoyed these exercises, and I'm looking forward to you using the exercises to achieve a higher level of status frequentially within your gross physical environment. Namaste.